Welcome to the Natural Radio Show. My name is Sandira Mendez, and I am the host for Natural Radio Show, where beautiful women and men worldwide come together in peace, harmony, and respect to discuss enriched conversations about life skills and self-development. So with that being said, today I'm not doing a book review on the conspiracy to destroy black women. I am doing a special broadcast that has to do with love and forgiveness. Today's date is May 22nd on Saturday evening. And tonight's topic simply about love and forgiveness. So the reason why this comes to mind is that a lot of people find love and forgiveness to be either something that is hard, challenging, or some people feel foreign to what actually love is. So many people are conditioned to receive love from a conditional aspect, as far as what can you do for me or what can I do for you, sort of like a beneficial kind of thing, back and forth. Yes, reciprocity is important, but there are different levels of reciprocity where a person filled up within, they feel enriched by just being in a person's presence and simply, you know, learning and growing from each other. That's reciprocity. However, when it's just beneficial, it could be taxing to where sometimes people could become a liability all for the sake of love. And that's not really a good thing when a person becomes more of a liability than an actual asset when it comes down to love. And once again, it has a lot to do with it being conditional based. Okay, so a lot of times people are settled in with love and recognize love and how a person makes them feel. They leave other people responsible for their happiness, and as a result, they feel distraught when they don't receive that type of love from an individual who they making or putting on a pedestal to define their happiness. Okay, that's not love. It's not love. Okay, especially if you don't have self-worth or you don't have self-love simply for yourself. Okay, so I wanted to talk about four poems that I actually came across, and I just want to share it. I want to start off with forgiveness being first. There's a term where people say forgive but don't forget. I'm gonna tell you why people say that, forgive but don't forget. Here's a quote by Beyond Ordinary. It says, forgiveness doesn't excuse their behavior. Forgiveness prevents their behavior from destroying your heart. Okay, so a lot of times when people do certain things, just know that people either do it unintentional, you know, maybe they didn't know that it was going to have an effect or impact on you. And sometimes these people are sincerely apologetic, you know, they didn't mean to do XYZ or whatever. But then you have those people, because of bad character, where they intentionally do things to actually hurt you. And it's not one time. It's not two times, it's multiple times and beyond upon them being apologetic. So you realize that forgiveness is not just something that's honorable to a person when you have to repeatedly forgive them for an action that they just keep doing because they have a defect in their character. It has nothing to do with you. So when forgiveness, I'm going to read that quote one more time. It says, forgiveness does not excuse their behavior. Forgiveness prevents their behavior from destroying your heart, because you have some people out there that are hella bent on destroying you by their actions. They are hella bent on plotting against your downfall and doing things, or they intentionally do things to hurt you out of jealousy or envy or whatever the case might be, only because they are hurt. Now, we all know that there's a saying that hurt people hurt other people. That is a fact. And a lot of times these people that do things to intentionally hurt someone and looking for forgiveness in return are those who are genuinely sincere, or you dealing with somebody who's a sociopath or someone who's a sociopath where they keep doing the same thing knowing that it hurts you, someone who's narcissistic, someone who is a psychopath, meaning they don't have no sense of empathy. Okay, so their actions, they don't think twice about their actions, how it's going to affect another person, how it's going to make another person look. They don't look in retrospect of how it's going to affect another person. They only look at it from a standpoint of how they feel and how it's affecting them. Okay, so forgiveness is not really warranted to these people because these people don't value forgiveness. However, you have people who are sincerely, once again, sincerely apologetic, and those people who you administer forgiveness to, because you want to be able to move on. Sometimes people make mistakes. Nobody is perfect. You understand? But once again, when somebody do it one time, two times, three times, it's not a mistake. It's a habit. Okay, and once it becomes a habit, it's just the person's character, it's just who they are. Do you accept these people for who they are? No, you create boundaries against these people. Okay, be strong enough to create boundaries to how close you're gonna let this person get close to you, or sometimes people just lose access to you, simply lose access to you. Okay, and forgiveness. You can love and forgive that person from a distance, but don't have them in your vicinity because they don't value love. And they don't value forgiveness. And especially if their love is distorted, because love is more of a conditional base. It's on a conditional base. Real love is unconditional. It doesn't have any conditions. It doesn't have, if you do this for me, I do this for you, it's beneficial. Okay? Love is not pain. Love is patience, yes. But patience have a degree of measurement as far as how far you're going to go as far as extending your love through the patience. Okay, love is not just a factor of tolerance. Okay, tolerating somebody's bad habit or negative ways or negative perspective, that is not love when you are tolerating. Love is patience, yes. Love is patient in aspect of when you know that this person needs time to work on either changing aspect about themselves or change in the dynamic or whatever they've done, and they've taken action towards that, taking steps towards that. That is love. That is love and you being patient. Okay? Love is not stupid, meaning you being blindly stupid. You know how those people with Fatal Attraction on, you know, TV or whatever the case might be, where they had the TV show called Fatal Attraction, where you do For My Man or For My Woman or whatever the case might be, and you're just doing stupid stuff and going crazy. That's not love. Okay? Love is not boisterous. Love is not controlling. Love does not do that. Love is more of a healing and a calming base. Okay? Love is supposed to be able to make a difference in people's lives. Okay, but when you suffering from self-hate, self-pity, all of those things become a destructive aspect to yourself and to other people eventually. Okay, so once again, let's go back to forgiveness. Okay, here's another part about forgiveness. I'm not sure who written this, but it's coming from someone, and I just wanted to highlight this. So those who are listening, listen really carefully. Forgiveness. Anyone can hold a grudge, but it takes a person with character to forgive. When you forgive, you release yourself from a painful burden. Forgiveness doesn't mean what happened was okay. It doesn't mean that person should still be welcome in your life. It just means you have made peace with the pain and are ready to let go. That's what forgiveness is. The process of it, especially going on the process of your healing, when you're healing, okay? Forgiveness is not a better thing where you say, oh, this person is accustomed to doing this, so let me just turn a blind eye. No, when you get red flags that a person is repeatedly doing something, that's for you to pay attention, close attention, and you have to set parameters, you have to set boundaries in order for them to respect you. Because if you let people just walk all over you, say or do or whatever they want to do to you, they're not going to respect you. They're not going to respect you at all. So you got to make a stance. You got to make a statement so that person can see who you are and respect you for who and what you are. Okay? You're not a doormat. You're not a doormat. So don't subjugate yourself to being a doormat. okay? You shouldn't perpetuate or play with self-hatred and then project that onto other people. You don't do that, okay? You don't do that. Because some of the problems that is created in your life, you are part of the reason. You are part of the cause of it. Simply because you allow people to treat you any old kind of way. Okay? So woe it's me being the victim. It's not going to get it here. It's not going to get it here. Okay? So forgiveness, one more time. It just means you have made peace with the pain and are ready to let go. When you are ready to let go, things start to flourish in your life. Things start to get better. You start to clear the toxicity that's in your aura or just around you just by simply making the right decision, doing the right thing, not being manipulative, not lying, telling one lie after another lie. Don't do these things. Okay, because the only thing is that when you set a bad mark for someone else, sometimes it could backfire on you when you have ill will and bad intentions for someone. So you got to be very careful when it comes down to projection and you have self-hate and you have lack of self-worth or whatever the case might be and you projected it onto other people who mean you well. You got people out here, women and men, or I should say females and males that's out here, you thinking that you're friends with them, but they in their mind, they feel like they competing with you. Competing, simply competing. And that's not love. That's not love at all. That's something totally different. To validate, by them invalidating somebody else in competition, it makes them feel good. By somebody else feeling sad or feeling a lack of sense worth, that makes them feel good. That's not love. It's unhealthy, unclean, and it's not a good aura, a set for a person to have or project on anyone else. And that's for sure. So hear me when I say love and forgiveness. Love is unconditional. Love don't keep track of, oh, I did this for you. Love don't keep track of, oh, how many times I did this or how many times you did this or whatever the case might be. It doesn't boast about those things. It's not boastful. Love just simply do. Love just simply act, create, change. That's what love simply does. Love doesn't be something where you give and then you take away, being an India giver. It's not that. Or act as though you have love when you don't even have that type of love. Because it's based off of conditions. What can this person do for me? Or what can I do for that person to get XYZ? Always a scheme. Always a manipulation. It's not how it works. Now, when it comes down to self-love, I have to highlight Nikki Bananas. Nikki recommended self-love. She said, be brave enough to take off the mask you wear out there and get to know who you are underneath. Be vulnerable enough to accept your flaws and know that they are what make you human. They are what make you real. Be confident enough to accept and cherish your strengths. Don't minimize them or hide them. They are your beautiful gifts to share with the world. Be brave enough to say, you know what, all of this is who I am. I make so many mistakes. I can be forgetful. I am messy. But I am doing my best with what I've got. And I am so proud of that. I am so proud of me, and I am proud of who I am becoming. That's self-love. So people out there, let me let you understand that when you go through a healing process and you say, you know what, I'm not gonna love this person more than I love myself, you choose you. That's what self-love look like. You say, I gotta stop picking you because every time I choose you, it's making me get sick. It's making me unhealthy because you not love. You not love. Love reciprocates. Love is a give and take. Okay? You grow, that person grow. There's happiness there. I don't care how many people try to deny their happiness or try to detach themselves from it. At the end of the day, When you're serious about your healing process, you choose self-love. You love you first. Because if you're not filled with love, you can't love nobody else. You cannot. And that's just simple logic. Simple logic. Okay? And even if you're wearing a mask, and you're wearing a mask of, oh, okay, you're trying to hide the self-hatred or whatever the case might be, or saying that you're not good enough, just know that people see that. They see it because you emit it through your aura. Okay? Or when you do stuff that's ill will towards other people, people can still pick that up. There's no way of hiding it, disguising it. You cannot. And that's the truth. The plain truth. So why pretend to be something that you're not when you could be who you are? Be who you are. Go through a healing journey. Put in the work. Learn what love is from an unconditional standpoint before you even think about trying to love anybody else. Think of it from that standpoint. What are you willing to sacrifice? What are you really willing to sacrifice for love? That's the question. Because sometimes when it takes a sacrifice in order to love someone in its entirety. Okay? And it has meaning behind it. Now, when we come down to self-worth, once again, this is about Nicki Minaj. Self-worth. The only one who gets to decide your worth is you. It doesn't come from your bank account or the number of friends you have. It doesn't come from what someone else says you are worth. It's called self-worth for a reason. It comes from you. It comes from being yourself and being proud of who you are. It comes from being someone that you can count on and someone you love. The numbers will change with time, but what won't change is who you are deep inside. Beautiful, limitless, wonderful, creative, strong, capable, and that is where your worth comes from. Now, on the contrary, you got people out here in disguise, whereas they don't have a beautiful inside on the inside. Okay, they either feel ugly, they feel unlimited, they don't feel like they can create anything. Okay, they don't feel strong, they're very weak, and they do weak things, and they're incapable of holding or managing and holding their own. They're incapable of doing those things. Why? Because they lack self-worth. And all of the things that they think that finds value in bringing down somebody else, it uplifts them, it makes them feel happy. And that's not good. That's not self-worth when you're seeing somebody else hurt. Or you're seeing somebody demise or somebody going through a little issue, whatever the case might be, and you're not willing to help, you're not willing to mend, but you're laughing inside because of another person hurting. That's ugliness. Okay, and you can't disguise that. If you are authentically an ugly person and you don't mean well, I don't care how nice you are or how much of a nice person you appear to be to other people, that mask is going to eventually fall off. And it's going to wear off eventually. And that's the truth. Okay, so when it comes down to love and forgiveness, love heals all, and forgiveness is an act of release. Okay, so when you are able to love, it's freedom. When you are able to forgive, it's freedom. But so many people lock themselves in bondage because they secretly resenting other people. They secretly jealous of other people glow up, or they jealous of people's relationships and trying to destroy it. Okay, they happy because of that. And that's not good. It's not good because you won't get good karma in this life or next life. You're just building up karma for yourself. When you try to work on destroying or setting people apart, or when you are causing havoc and chaos in a person's life for no apparent reason other because you're feeling jealous or envy towards another person, is not good. And this is how, for some people who are listening on the show, this is what the evil eye is all about. And people could either intentionally do it to you or unintentionally do it to you. When people are jealous or harboring any jealousy towards you or envy towards you, they thinking in their mind and they looking at you and giving you this gaze as if they just, that you disgust them. that's the evil lie. And this is why so many people have to protect themselves from that, because just by that, that's like casting off an entity on someone else, negative entity. Okay? Or when you're harboring envy for no apparent reason, causing so much poison and toxin inside your being, when you need to be healing yourself, but you envying someone else to the point that you want them dead, or you want them hurt. Think about it. Only a sociopath think that way. Only a psychopath don't have no feelings or could be able to think. All they want is destruction. That's all they want. But a regular to a normal person that understands the whole principles of love and forgiveness and what healing and how it takes step by step. You have to do it step by step. Only a true person will understand that. Only a true person would be able to understand, you know what, this makes sense. Because at the end of the day, love and forgiveness is within my control. Okay? I can choose to love unconditional, without conditions, because it makes me feel free. When I'm able to choose to forgive someone but keep them at a distance, it's my choice. It's not, you know, subjugated to anybody else's, you know, decision or whatever, but my own. I'm free. I'm free. And that's how you, my listeners, should be able to feel in that essence. Freedom to love. Freedom to forgive. Understand unconditional love and what it is. Love is not where you allow people to take advantage of you. No. That's not love. It's not love at all. Okay? When somebody's taking advantage of you and it's one-sided, either a friendship or relationship, is not good at all. Okay, and that's some people got to learn this the hard way. The hard way. They have to learn it the hard way. Okay, and another thing I wanted to put out there. For those people who expect forgiveness or looking for love from people that they hurt, you got another thing coming for you. Okay, you cannot expect for someone to love you unconditionally when you're not loving yourself. You cannot expect for someone to forgive you when you're not even willing to forgive or even change your ways. Filthy ways. Okay? And do know, those who judge should be judged as well. If you are a judgmental person, you put somebody's name down, or defaming person's character, putting their name through the mud, just know that you're going to be judged 10 times in fold. The favor's going to be back and returned to you. If you're trying to expose people, defame their character, make them look bad, just know that the mirror is going to be back on you, reflected back on you. And the Most High is going to be the one judging you. Because at the end of the day, when those who are not looking, the Most High keeps track of every single thing that everybody do. Whether it be the evil eye, people casting spells, doing wicked things on other people, it's going to all be revealed. Okay? Nothing new under the sun. This is where this phrase comes from. Because at the end of the day, the Most High sees all and knows all at the end of the day. Nobody's getting away with nothing. Nothing. And that's the hard truth and the hard facts about things. So with that being said, this was a special broadcast for those who either listened on tonight's show. This was not about a book review. This was simply about love and forgiveness. And do understand that love is something that once you develop that within yourself and you be able to show that on show and shower that with other people, they will feel that and share it. They will feel the love. They will feel the sincerity. They will feel the authenticity. They won't feel no mixed signals or feeling that, oh, okay, something is not right with that person. Or, you know, maybe I need to keep my distance from that person, or it doesn't give mixed signals. When it comes down to forgiveness, it is a step in process. Because at the end of the day, you want to be able to trust that person depending on their value in your life. okay? If that person caused the value to be declined on every level and you had to keep that person at a distance, it's for a goddamn reason. And it doesn't matter what anybody say or feel about the situation. If you got to do it for your own peace of mind and for your own well-being, then you do it. So many people are caught up into ill will acts and activities, okay, that they don't even think about their wellness, getting themselves straight, getting themselves in a healing process. They don't even think about that because they're so toxic and wicked inside. So I'm here to say this is a call for warning to look at love and forgiveness as something totally different. It's not abusive. It's not battering. And no, if somebody's putting their hands on you, it's not love. If somebody is degrading you, emotionally abusing you, it's not love. If you don't feel good inside, you don't feel validated inside, even if you, in retrospect, of you loving yourself and this person keep trying to invalidate you, that's not love. They putting their hands on you, it's not love, okay? So let's be clear of that, okay? I know some women or some females out here have a diabolical mindset where they think that, oh, because a person hits on me or whatever, that's love. It's not love at all. That's love being blind, literally, okay? And just like by that song, Love is Blind, and it'll take over your mind, you listen to that song, okay? It's real. It's real. When you blinded by love and you doing all of this stuff. And of course, another show that's out there for you females, For My Man, where you do anything for your man and get yourself caught up in prison, actual prison, even on a soulful plane, or when you just doing activities that you know you ain't supposed to be doing, you get imprisoned. You don't go to higher dimensions. I don't want to say spirituality, but your soulful essence, you won't go higher. You'll be in prison in that aspect. Or if you're doing other stuff that you know you're not supposed to be doing, once again, not to repeat myself, but for your man or for your woman, you're going to go right to prison. Okay? Just know that. Thank you for listening to the Natural Radio Show.